¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Here we go, enthusiasm. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the John and Bander podcast. We're actually ahead of schedule today, recording this on Monday the 27th of May. So ball your fist up and stuff it in your fucking shit pipe. You know what I mean? My guest today, this joke won't be as funny second time round. The Millennial Dome, Aaron McCann.
How are you?
Here to talk about Theresa May's resignation. Would you like to fill us in on that?
What the fuck? Thank fuck, see the back end of here.
How many people get into politics, have a great idea, absolutely shit all over their own doorstep, and then go, I'll be back in a minute, and then see you later. Yeah. I'll absolutely hang around till it's fixed, you wrinkly old fuck.
I've had beef ever since she barred Tyler the Creator from the country, and now his band's left it, and she's out the door.
Was that her
idea? That was completely her, yeah.
On what, gay hate speech? And him out sucking black cock?
I know, what a plot twist that was.
And a plot twist?
Biggest homophobe in the world.
I suck dick, motherfucker. faggots and faggots and fucking stabbing faggots. Only joking, I like white dick. His hero. Tyler fucking tramp stamp above a shit pipe.
Met him 4 times, not once tried it on me.
Well, what does that tell you? I don't like fucking... I don't care. I don't like bears. I don't like big fucking fat retarded boys from Tyrone. Yeah, it's too big. Is he big? Is he a big guy or is he very thin?
No, he's skinny as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, glad we cleared that up.
Yep.
Let me plug some shit before we play the intro. Hats are back in stock this week, so I'm going to put them up for pre-sale. So everyone's sending me messages going, lad, when's the hats back in stock?
How do you feel people call you lad?
It drives me fucking insane. It drives me fucking... You better be a 70-year-old man if you're going to call me lad.
Lad.
Here, lad. Lad.
You know what I mean? What do you like for people that don't really know you?
Sir.
Sir?
Yeah. And don't look at me in the eye. And come at me sideways with your hand out like this.
Come at me sideways? Well,
just lad. Do you know what the lad thing is? It's like, you know, I'm trying to act hard, but also just be like, lad.
Lad doesn't bother me.
It's like I'm not really going to fucking be nice to you, lad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, lad doesn't really...
Stop touching that fucking mic stand. Sorry, it cost £200 so that there'd be no fucking noise, and I got a pop shield on it, and you sound like a fucking foghorn. Stop touching it.
I've got a pop shield on it.
There you go. Too close again.
Are you too aggressive, Colin? This is too aggressive.
It was your first podcast? You know? You buy these stands, and then you move it to here. Oh, everything can be picked up. And McCann's like...
There you go, tinnitus for the listeners.
That's what your podcast should be called when you put it out. Tinnitus. Bag of tinnitus with the lads. Couple of quiet tinnituses. Why don't you buy some tickets for the Odyssey gig? They've added some more seats on. I need to do a video instructing people. Because what people have done is... They've went, let me go buy a ticket. And there's only like scattered singular tickets. And then they've went, oh fuck, it's sold out. I can't even be arsed. But then what they've actually done is they've extended the stage a wee bit, so there's more seats up the side, which are actually very close to the stage.
Unreal.
So there's more tickets than everyone thinks there is. So I'll have to do a wee video pointing that out. And then their live podcast is on the 20th of June, so the tickets for that are on sale. Ticketmaster, suck my teats. They'll probably be in the description of this fucking thing. Know what I mean? By the way, how many people... I'll ask you this before I play the intro. How many people are sending me things about you as if I'm your dad?
Someone's not even... Someone sent you a picture and it was like young McCann in the airport and it was Mickey.
Yep.
But then
I see shit like, you know, it'll be like, you know, went to see McCann, great crack. And I'm like, so what?
I actually do say at the end of gigs, I'm like, please send all reviews of the show to Colin Geddes' Instagram.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You know, just queuing up to see Aaron as if I'm going to be like, good for you. Because I'm getting a cut of that money, so that's great to hear. Hey, what's crack? Queuing up for McCann here, looking forward to it. You know, and it's Kieran Bartlett. Just, no one has any idea.
Keep sending them, guys. Keep sending. Colin will accept them on Twitter as well, and Facebook.
Where to see Chris Rock last night? It's Rory Woods. Fuck my life. Fuck this. We're aggressive today with a coffee. I've done a workout. It was vicious. Right about you. You know what I mean? I want you to get yourself in your soul. Is that your pen? I'm going to break it. Make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world godfather of soul. Colin Geddes. It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Fuck you. Now, what we're doing tonight is we're going to go see the Bonnevilles. So we are.
Absolutely fantastic.
We're going to go see the Bonnevilles, the sort of garage blues rock duo from Lurgan, who are absolutely world class.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of those things, it's just they just happen to be from here, but they're lethal.
I mean, if you were play, I mean, I love when people push through that fucking thing. You know, when someone's like, "Ah, oh, they're good. They're just a wee local thing." But I hate that. I hate that mentality of like, "Oh, it's good for here," and you're like, "It's fuck you."
But it's everything that happens here, whether it's comedy, music, anything. It's always like, "Oh yeah, it's good for here," but they're lethal. Like they just happen to be from here. That's all it is.
Yeah, they're incredible. Yeah, the class, I'm excited for it. Excited. So we're going to go see that. I'll be sober driving everybody, seemingly. That was the argument that has sparked such boiling piss in my body right now.
My palms are sweating.
Why? You just tense?
I don't know, just, yeah, tense. A wee bit scared. Boiling piss, did you say?
Yeah, it's boiling my piss, bro. So yeah, we're going to go see them. That's exciting. What have you been up to recently, Aaron? Talk to the people.
I hosted Bingo Loco on Saturday
in
Dublin, which is just the ultimate fucking... I don't even know how to describe it.
Is there bingo played?
There's bingo played. Most people there aren't in any shape to fucking go to the toilet themselves, never mind play bingo.
It's mad, isn't it? Just a full-blown caning session.
It's fucking mental.
What time of day does it start?
It starts at like 7, and then it goes on till about 2 in the morning.
That's too long, bro.
Way too long. Way too long to be playing bingo. But I tell you what, some of the prizes they shift out are fucking lethal.
Really? Bags
it goes, of cat? It goes from bags of cans to a bottle of Bucky to a trip for two to Milan. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you like sniffing coke and drinking Buckfast, I tell you what you'll love, eating a fucking calzone.
I was smashed fucking doing it. I was absolutely off my tits, because at the start I was kind of nervous and awkward, and they kept playing like cheese pop, and I didn't really know what to do. And then by the end of it, I was out of my tits.
You're like, unfortunately, I'm gangster to the core, and I don't know how to handle this. Okay, I was born on the streets, my N words, and
can you not play some Bubba Sparks or something? Like Jesus Christ,
does Bubba Sparks have another song? Oh, here, this blew my tits off. What the fuck was I listening to in the car? Oh my god,
Bubba Sparks has a few bangers.
I was listening to something in the car, and you know, some radio station, and they're like, oh, here's a hit from someone like back in the day. And they played a song, and I was like, that, I can't believe that band has another song. What was it? They were like famous for one thing, and then I was just amazed that they were playing.
Oh, like a rock band?
Yeah, you see, it's a terrible example because now I can't fucking remember, but they played. They put Bubba Sparks, ugly guy with two rats on his shoulders. Standard. Hey, 12 million hits. I'll eat my words. Get the knife and fork. Slabber and done. Play this song. Oh, music videos with 9-minute intros. Boil my piss.
Put the kettle on.
See you later, monetization.
The piss boil. You know what's great?
Timbaland, absolutely not playing that guitar there.
same guy that made this song, go back one there and play the video literally beneath it.
Hold on. Bubba Sparxxx has not featured yet. Now, that was Timbaland's transition into like making music for like Nelly Retardo and stuff.
Nelly Retardo? Did you mean to say that?
Yeah.
Nelly Retardo. Nelly Retardo.
It's time to get it right and...
Enough of these intros.
You're lacking in your packing sometimes.
I hate... That's Brian Cowell.
What?
Are you ready to get it right and... You got it. We happen to have an ordinary woman in our studio audience. She's here as a librarian and a housewife.
Jesus.
So it is.
One, two, three.
Colin probably fucked all those.
Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it tight.
Get it tight, sir.
This stuff really works. Girl, I don't need you,
but you need me. Well, that's my fucking...
This was a tune.
That's my Halloween outfit, sort of. Bubba Sparxxx. And I'll tell you what I'll need for that outfit. An iron. Iron my clothes, and that's Bubba Sparxxx.
Oh my god. That would be brilliant.
See, if someone was like, what sort of girls are you into? I'd be like, sort of early 2000s rap video girl. Yeah.
Anyone that was featuring a Bubba Sparxxx video from 2002.
Tasha. What's up, Tasha? And I don't tell stories. I let them tell themselves. And you ain't got a self. You see, the ass game has come on so much since
then.
Oh,
yeah. Leaps and bounds.
Like, that's a black girl. Like, what are you talking about? You get laughed off the stage, yeah. Right?
She's not rocking a shelf.
Yeah, you need that. I mean, the likes of Kim Kardashian has got absolutely out of hand, I think.
She's a full wardrobe. It's disgusting.
Where it looks like... It's like, I'm Kim Kardashian, and I shit my pants, so I have to wear two diapers.
Yep.
You know, it's like, it doesn't even look right. But I tell you what makes it actually look gross, and a lot of people have pointed this out, the ass has been stuffed so much, but the legs do not get the adequate workouts, so you've basically got skinny legs and a fucking ass that looks like it needs lanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's the pressure society puts on women!
Yeah, overloading the shock, you know? Too much shock? Apparently that can be a thing.
Yeah. No, it has to be like... just.
What are you into, Colin? Talk me through it.
Female-wise?
In the shock game.
In the shock game. I like... Yeah, I quite like petite, curvy women.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, would fuck a crack in a plate. You know what I mean? You know, I think I'm the same with that as I am with like food.
Right. You like your shocks like you like your...
I'll just fucking eat anything.
Oh. I'll have a fry from the Kelly Havlin or any sort of hotel, but then I'll also have a dirty greasy one at 2 a.m. at some diner.
A fry at 2 a.m?
Oh, why?
Well, you find me a fry at 2 a.m.
Listen,
and I'll eat it.
I don't have a body clock.
If you do, the batteries have been taken out of it. It's not kinetically powered anyway.
I'll have a curry at 10 a.m, no sweat.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I don't give a... Like,
slide that way to Bix the fuck.
I like a place... I've been in a place before, and I'll tell you where it was. It was Asher's, the Protestant fucking lesbian-hating shithole.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, oh, it's after 2 o'clock, so we can't do an egg. And I was like, is your chef a retarded person? You can't fucking poach it. No, I tell a lie. He goes, I was like, can I get poached egg and sourdough? You know what I mean? Because I'm a hipster wee fruit.
Oh, shit, okay, I read it.
There with my granny. My granny, she's like, yeah, fuck the gays. They can't have cake. And I'm like, oh, well, you can't argue with your granny. I'll just sit here and eat this fucking poached egg. But, so I ordered the poached egg. And the guy goes, we only do scrambled egg after 2 o'clock. And I was like, okay. Well, I only pay after one, so how about that?
Wait, they couldn't do a particular type of egg
two? Couldn't do a poached egg after two, because obviously, the only one with a fucking certificate to poach an egg went home. So they gave me, like, scrambled egg, which was like it was scrambled fucking the previous month. It was so dry. It was dry as a fucking Presbyterian chuff.
Do you know what's worse than that, though, is scrambled egg that's soaking. You ever get that?
Well, do you know why? Because people put milk in it for some reason, and you don't need to.
Fucking leaping.
I don't know why that, where that came from. Like, people putting... Yeah, put milk in your scrambled egg. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You put butter in it.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Keep it yellow, keep it sticky.
Oh, fucking leaping. Every time I think about scrambled egg, I think about the time I went.
Do you like scrambled egg?
I do, like, I'd be partial to it now, I'd say that.
I love scrambled
but
egg.
But I did have it on a flight with Ethiopia Airlines, and it was ringing.
Yeah, you're not... What the fuck were you expecting? No, but... Like, you're on an Ethiopian Airlines? It was probably a fucking lizard egg?
Lucky I got anything at all, to be honest with you. But... And saying that, it was like, it literally looked like someone poured a bottle of Ballygowan on it.
Yeah, but that's because they put milk in it, and the milk just, like, splits or something, and the water comes out of it.
Bar that, though, great airline, you know?
Yeah.
Cheap flights.
No, I love scrambled egg, but you gotta do it. I can only have it at home, basically.
Yeah.
Nowhere does it nice. My favourite thing to do, actually, for, you know, since we're getting real serious about the topics.
This is the only podcast you'll hear go from shucks to scrambled eggs in that amount of time.
But what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I just, like, here's what you do. You boil some water in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
You take an egg on a spoon. You drop it into the fucking thing. And you put your timer on, like, 6 minutes. And you take it out at 6 minutes. Peel the fucking egg. You know, you can literally plunge them in cold water and just take the skin off. And then you just have a perfectly soft-boiled egg, which is nearly better than, like, a poached egg, because a poached egg is a fucking disaster, and it's a messy old shit heap, and you always fuck them up.
Aye.
So you just get the whole egg, cut it open, squirt in the middle.
I got a yolk porn, like.
Yolk porn, yeah.
Yolk porn.
I got a fucking, what was it, like a ham terrine or something in, where was I, Wexford? And they had, like, a fucking...
Weird flex, but okay.
Weird wax, but no flex. What? It was in a fucking golf resort and spa, so absolutely.
Nice, okay.
Hen-pecked my dumper.
Fucking right. I had a ham train in Wexford.
But on the top of it, they had a fuck. It was like a sous vide. This gets wankier, by the way. I feel like lighting a pipe.
It's just tears of wank. Right?
Tears of wank. Hey, what's up, guys? We're Tears of Wank.
It's my new emo band.
Tears of Wank. That's the name of the podcast, anyway. What's up, guys? We're Tears of Wank. How much can you not say wank in an American accent? Hey, man, I got this wank off this girl drinking a pint.
That's why they can't say cunt. It just doesn't sound right.
We're going to see Patton Oswalt next week.
Fucking right.
Anyway, I'm in Wexford, and there's it was a sous vide egg yolk or something.
Right. What does that mean, Colin?
It means they put it in... I haven't showered after that work. Change the t-shirt, though. They put the egg, I think, in like a little water bath, but like a very sort of low heat water bath, which means it cooks very slowly. So it was on top of this thing, but it wasn't like, you didn't cut it and it wasn't like runny, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was like fucking gel nearly. And you could like spread it on the fucking ham.
That sounds class.
It was unbelievable. Unfucking believable. So yeah, cool egg stories for the guys, you know, and what other stuff we got? What other stuff we got? I don't know. Timberland was killing it. What's your favorite Timberland? Do you have a favorite Timberland beat?
Off top, no.
Is that an artist? Off top. That's a fucking great rap name.
Off top.
Off top?
Off top.
Oh, what a wanky white rapper would be called Off Top. Off the top of the dome.
Do a freestyle.
Off the top of the dome, sir. This is, it's from the Step Up 2 soundtrack, in fact. Oh, I've just found out.
Oh, yeah.
It's dirt, isn't it?
Yeah. I love the Step Up. Step Up is one of those things where it's like, you know, you see it, you're like, oh, I'd love to do that, then you realize you're a fat cunt.
You'll never do that.
I'll never spin in my head. But if I did, I'd never land.
There's a brilliant bit in that Fade the Black documentary where, you know, where Timbaland plays Jay-Z, Dirt Off Your Shoulder.
Uh-huh.
But one of the beats he clicks through before it is that beat, And Jay-Z just like, nah, scrap. And then he gets the... And then he's like, yeah. And then he just goes fucking shark eyes. Yeah. And then he goes in the booth, B-O-O-F, and just spits it out.
I love that. Jay-Z looks at Beats like oil boys, like a cars. Like, nah, fucking scrap.
That's fucking scrap. So I'll jap scrap. Get it in the fucking bin.
It's just not jap, it's just scrap.
Wouldn't bother washing that. I saw a guy washing... his car in the pissing rain one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I put it up on Instagram or something. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
And a fella I used to go to school with owns that PMG Auto Care where they take real nice cars and like give them nice treatments and stuff, nice serums and waxes. I don't know what the fuck they
like
do.
Like Put My Ride?
No, just like, you know, if you buy a fucking nice car and you don't want it all covered in shite and you want it to basically reflect or deflect dirt, you get like a real nice sort of polishy treatment on it.
All right, yeah.
It's
okay.
Like detailing, you know, your car detail. And he says, spare a thought for us to have to do it professionally. And I was like, you do it to fucking people bring in just nice cars.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy was washing a fucking, I don't know what the fuck it was, like an old Seat Ibiza or something. And he just wrote back, it's not even worth cleaning. This guy's, you know, like detailing fucking McLarens and shit. Incredible. I went bowling last Tuesday.
Nice.
And absolutely.
What do you like as a bowler now?
Shocking.
Aye, same.
All par, no accuracy.
Fucking shit. Aye, same. Exact same.
I just take it and I fuck it down there as hard as I possibly can.
And sometimes that works. Sometimes that strategy works out. You know, you can get a lock of strikes out of that.
Here's the thing. If some, you know, you get girls like, Maureen's pregnant, like, so she was like, she bowled like once and was like, this doesn't feel good in my lower guts. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, you're so weak.
To your pregnant wife.
It's like, do you think cave women were fucking quitting bowling because they were pregnant? I don't think so. You know what I mean? Weak. But she, but you know, like, you'll get a girl who just takes the ball and like fucking between her legs just throws it and it goes out. Mm-hmm. It takes like 30 seconds to get down and then it just hits it at the good angle and it all falls over. And they might do that like a couple of times in the game. But it doesn't look as impressive. So I like to just fuck it as hard as I can. And then every once in a while I'll get a strike and it looks, it just fucking douche
everywhere. It scatters like, yeah.
You know, rather than it just going.
One time I fucking threw the ball and like, whatever ball I was using, it was too tight in my fingers. Big old fucking Danny sausage fingers lumping into it.
Mm-hmm.
I took the ball and it wouldn't come off my hand. So I fucking threw it again and it actually like popped off my fingers, went into the next lane. Scundered.
Oh my god.
Scundered.
If I can't get my fingers in it, I just put my tongue. No, that's gross. I usually just hold it like a goalkeeper will just roll the ball out to someone.
Aye.
By the way, on a football related note, there was like a exhibition match or something there and it was like Manchester United legends versus like, I don't know what the fuck, Bayern Munich or something. But Beckham was playing and there's a load of these old United players. Beckham has not lost a fucking step.
Yeah.
He looked like he retired last week. I know he's probably playing a bunch of Isle Boys like.
Yeah.
But he was just fucking, looked the same, just pinging the ball about, scoring goals. I don't like football or give a shit about it. But
nah,
like,
same.
But he... You know what I mean? Like he could float the ball onto the end of your foot, and he nearly scored for you. You know what I mean? Incredible, sexy fucking boss.
Don't get me wrong, I will get pitched this Saturday for the final, like, but it's just an excuse to drink for me. I don't really give a fuck about the actual sport.
What final?
It's the Champions League final on Saturday, sir.
Oh, I have no fucking idea.
Spurs versus Liverpool.
I'm gonna fix this for you.
No bother, mate.
You know what I mean?
Also, on the topic of bowling alleys, do you have any idea how hard Oma fought to finally get a bowling alley? It was like a thing that was going for about 9 years where people were obsessed with Oma getting a bowling alley and now we finally got one. She's being built now.
Yeah, and everyone will go once and then a week later they'll be like, for fuck's... Where did you have to go to bowl? Cookstown?
10-pin bowling's one of those things you think you want, you know?
Yeah, there was a guy at the Odyssey and he was just hanging about and he was like, he had a bottle of wine with him, he was like sitting down at a different lane where these girls were bowling. Just, I mean, it was like a little sort of, what do you call it? Like a little bar type thing, you know, with a seat behind it. And he's like sitting down here and then he came up and he was just sitting behind all of us bowling. But it looked like he had his phone like this. It looked like he was filming and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And he looked weird as fuck. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I didn't say anything to him, but I looked over at him once and he looked at me and then he kind of looked away. and then he just wouldn't move, and it did look like he was holding his phone in a weird... You know when someone's holding a phone just on that phone, like his arm crossed?
Nobody holds your phone like that.
His arm crossed, and his phone was like this.
Yeah.
And I just fucking stared at him. I was like... And then he just got up and left. And then, of course, I'd watched too many episodes of Luther, and I was like, well, I'm going to have to fucking cave this guy's head in with a fucking 12-pound ball here.
Imagine you fucking murdered someone, and was it the Odyssey? Well, yeah.
I know I'm doing the Odyssey next January, but Jesus Christ, is it not the most depressing place to walk through whenever it's fucking... And I tell you what, see if you're a guy who's parking, going in the Odyssey and getting a takeaway Pizza Hut, buy a gun. You know? Imagine you were, your fat cunt game was so specific.
Pizza
you're like, do you want Domino's? No. What do you want? Do you want a nice authentic pizza? No. You must go to Pizza Hut for me. Park, go in the Odyssey and get that.
Pizza Hut's the bottom of the pizza tier, I'd say. With Giuseppe's been at the top.
Wank tier, pizza tier.
Tiers of wank.
There was a place, I don't even know if it's still open, there was a place, I got a fucking unbelievable pizza in the Linen Green.
Right?
In Dungan.
But was it like a nice, like, propped up pizza?
Yeah, it was like a fucking, you know, wood-fired...
Sometimes those are fucking decent.
Well, they're if you can get that, they're always... This was fucking gorgeous.
Sometimes you want the slop, like, but other times...
No, this was slop, but it was like, you know, the big puffy fucking crust and everything. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Once again, tears of pizza. Tell you what I would buy, and I know you can do it. You can look up on the internet, you know, eBay and stuff, and buy like secondhand arcade shit.
Mm-hmm.
One of those fucking like with the basketballs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Stacks of fun.
And Maureen was like, oh, we should get a basketball hoop at the house. And I was like, that is not as fun as, like, it just rolls back to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're, like, half deflated. So I was just grabbing them with two hands like that and just going. One time. Unbelievable.
And yeah, then, all that shit's good crack.
Yeah, it's good crack. I was sweating like fuck. Crack a window, Odyssey fucking bow. Fucking swell these machines going at once. And then we hit the old punch machine, you know, trying to act the hard lad.
No way.
Of course the thing's light as fuck, so it doesn't matter how hard you hit it. It's only going to like slap the other side of the sensor pad thing. It doesn't matter a fuck.
I have a video on my phone of you fucking hitting the whack.
Where?
Remember you sent it into the group chat?
Oh yeah.
You going full tilt at it?
Anytime anybody, you know, that we're slabbering about collectively as a bunch of comedians was acting like a dick, I'm going to send that clip in.
Yeah.
What the sh?
Knock their fucking pan in. Could I be any less intimidating?
I knock your pan in.
Swear to fuck, hey?
I near jumped out of my fucking bowling shoes. There was a guy.
You rocking the sweet bowling shoes?
Oh, you have to.
Oh, why?
It was gross.
Big fat, like, K-Swiss fucking. It's like K-Swiss's retarded cousin.
I laughed so hard because Maureen's ma was there and she took her shoes off and then she was putting the bowling shoes on. Her face is all screwed up and I was like, I hate these bowling shoes, they're gross. And she goes, no, that's my own shoes I'm fucking like wincing at. I was like, you fucking bunch of pigs. I don't know how you get such smelly feet. Like, I mean, I have workout shoes that I work out in all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're not that bad.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know what the fucking crack is. If you get a pair of Converse or something, they just they don't stink. They never stink.
Yeah. But the bowling shoes were fucking raking?
Nah, I think they throw a bit of fucking sugar into it. Keep it clean. But anyway, I went up to order a drink. And there was a woman, like an older woman with a, you know, an adult son with a bit of learning diffs. And, you know, she was obviously like, you know, go up and order your own food. And I didn't realize how close this guy was behind me. And I was ordering, like, fucking some, whatever, fucking Fanta or something. Mm-hmm. Some non-alcoholic bullshit.
Yeah.
I didn't realise this guy was right behind me. And just as I got my change back, I went, thank you. The guy, you know, he knew his order and he'd been lining it up for a wee minute. And he's just like, chicken nuggets and chips! And he screamed it into my ear. And I was like, fucking hell, bro!
That's how I order nuggets and chips, too.
What?
That's how I order nuggets and chips as well.
Yeah, he looked like you. But I was like, he scared the fuck out of me. Chicken nuggets and chips! Like, oh, fucking Jesus Christ, bro, I'm gonna drop my fucking Coke Zero. And because it was Maureen's sister's birthday, and they just brought like a load of sweets, like it was a kid's birthday party. I was gonna barf. I was definitely gonna barf. Like,
yeah,
always be sugary laces and whatnot.
Was anyone like getting drunk in it?
Oh, why? They were all on the pints. Frank and all was fairly chinned.
Yeah.
All them ones are very good. Begley was drinking. Ovs. Everyone's like good at having some drinks and being pished.
Yeah.
You know, which is exactly the reason why I stopped drinking.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at having a few drinks.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
Yeah, if I had like 4 or 5 pints, I'd need
17 more
drugs to get me to sleep after that. Let me see. What other shit was I going to talk about? Oh, we'll get that. Did Pugs last Thursday?
How was it?
Pug Uglies. It was very enjoyable. It's good because, I've been emceeing Laveries a lot and doing a lot of new bits. Mm-hmm. And on paper, there's like loads of new bits. You're like, these are in the works. But it was good opportunity to just like, I think I only did half an hour, but it was like, go up and try and, I was trying to get, you know, because like, if I'm like getting my set good,
mm-hmm.
it's not even getting the fucking bit fixed. It's just the pace of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I like to get it to the point where I can just rip through a lot of stuff. So I took like, I mean, if you've seen the length of the fucking set list, it was like the full, every line of the page was like a point.
Yeah.
And I managed to get through all that, and it was exactly half an hour, which is good. But it felt aggressive, and it felt like,
that's what you want.
Good bit of energy behind it. And there was a good crowd and everything. And it was warm as all fuck.
But you made a proper crowd, like, to try out new shit, like.
Yeah, that was the first. And also, it's, you know, I'm so used to doing Laveries and gigs that I run myself that it was good to just turn up with no responsibility other than do stand-up.
Yep.
It's, you know, which obviously everyone else fucking experiences most of the time, like, but yep. But just to turn up and be like, Dave's running around doing all the sweating and fucking whatever, but And then Limelight was cancelled that night. What the fuck other point was going to make there? I was going to say something. Don't know. I don't know why there's so many like hot girls turning up to comedy gigs now.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous at this point.
That's how you know it's become like borderline cool.
Yeah.
There's just tables of like hot chicks.
Tables of like, could be in a Bubba Sparks video.
Yeah. Hashtag, where's all the dead on sluts? Someone should make a t-shirt of Iron and it's like, do you know like that David Attenborough t-shirt you have?
Yeah.
It's just like a real spot there, like a real nice sort of headshot, and just says, where's all the dead on sluts at? There has to be a female equivalent, you know, they'll be like, where's the really fucking hot dudes? And they're all guys that are like PTs, and they're like pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, do you want the guy with the dick V's? You know, and he's all well fucking groomed and everything, but he's also fucking 6 other girls.
Yeah.
You know, that's the female equivalent of, like, for a dude to be like, oh, it's just pure filth.
Yeah.
But then also our uncle fucked her.
But we were talking about this, like, some of these guys are, like, so fine-tuned and, like, so well-groomed. There's just no fuck me in their eyes. You know what I mean? There's no fuck me in their eyes.
That's the only reason Mickey gets pissed, you know?
Oh, there's too much fucking in his eyes.
He's a fucking bucket of shite, but he licked your asshole. Look. He's a fucking... What is that chair keep hitting it? He's a fucking disaster, like, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, you know...
He's lapping it up, whatever falls out.
Yeah. I have the body type of Play-Doh, but I'll put you through the fucking headboard. You know what I mean?
Like uncooked pizza though, but committed to the act.
Yeah.
I watched this the other day. This is fucking incredible. So basically it's a bunch of fucking Nuno Betancourt. There's a bunch of like guitar nerds like Tom Morello, that guy Nuno, what's his tits, the guy from Anthrax. Have you seen this?
No.
They all play the Game of Thrones theme tune on guitar. And I put it on for the crack because it's on the Fender channel. And then I was literally like watching it. Was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. What do you hear when they really kick off? Yeah. last episode of Game of Thrones. You mean watch Game of Thrones?
Explain to me the crack what happened there, because I just seen everyone's mouth mouth about it, but I don't actually watch the show.
I sent this to Begley, and there's all these fucking well-known guitar players, and then he's like, "Did what's the guy's name? Brad Paisley, like some country guy? He's like, did he just fucking murder all these like famous guitar players? Do you know who that is?
Yeah, I've met him.
Have you?
He met him. Weird flex, but okay.
He came around your house tonight?
No.
Fuck Brad's at the door.
He has been around the gaff. Like, I've had day or double day at the house. Like,
but where did you meet Brad Paisley?
In Nashville, sir.
This guy's, he's fucking, he lights these cunts up here.
Oh, he's dead, man. Sound good.
He looks like a guy would be in the corner of a playground touching his cock, but he's a good guitar player. That's fucking incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I was asking you, what happened with Game of Thrones that everyone's fucking complaining about and giving
people
up?
People are just fucking assholes. Here's the thing. You're never going to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
And it's never going to be... It's never... The hype is never going to match up with what the outcome is. You know what I mean? It's like, also, no one's going to be happy because it had to end.
Yeah.
It had to end. So, like, people are like, oh, it's predictable, everyone died. Yeah.
It's like a decade-long show.
Yeah, everyone has to, you know... If you know everyone's gonna die, like, it's one of the few seasons where you're like, oh, I actually know what's gonna happen. I'm sure you can read the book and know all this bullshit, but like, if you're just a casual watcher of the show, you know that it's the last one, and you know that everyone's probably gonna die. And if they don't die in some amazing way, people are like, oh, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
But also, the way they did it was, there was like 6 episodes, so the first one like broke you in a wee bit. Bit of a catch up, you know. Second episode of that series was fucking unbelievable. Like, one of the best things I've ever seen, like movie or anything. It was unbelievable. And there's a couple of fillers. Really, the penultimate one was the finale. Because that was the big giant fucking war, and your woman goes buck mad with a fucking dragon and everything.
Yeah.
And then the last one was basically like, what's left? You know, like, who's in charge now? And then they ended up making a king out of this wee fucking weirdo in a wheelchair who could, like, fucking see visions or some bullshit. And everyone was just a bit like, ugh. But I knew rightly. I was like, I think I might have said this last week. I was like, they were having this massive fight. Your woman has 2 fucking a dragon. So she's destroying all these armies and cities and everything. I was like, what's going to happen is there'll be, like, nothing left for them to fight over.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be a fucking letdown. You know, there was such a big fight that everything was wrecked, and there's about 10 people still alive, and then they're like, right, who wants to be king of rubble? So of course it was a fucking letdown. But here's the thing, who did I say this to? I was like, had the last episode been a 2-hour special, you'd have thought it was class.
Yeah.
But because it was 1 hour, and then they split it, and then that last episode was basically, you know, settling up what happened in the penultimate one, everyone was like, oh, what a letdown.
Yeah.
Had it been one movie or like a fucking one episode, people would have went, oh, it makes sense to have a big giant war, figure out who's the king or who's in charge, and then it's over. But because they had this making like another episode, they just stopped, and everyone's like, oh my god, this last episode's gonna be nuts. And it wasn't. It was just fucking tying up what happened in the last episode.
Yeah.
But they have to fucking do it. At least at dead end, you know, most shows are like, oh my god, are they still alive or whatever. But at least it fucking ended, and it was unbelievable. Do you know what I mean? Like, people are so full of shit. It was class.
People are entitled. It's they're acting as if, like, the last episode dictates their enjoyment of the whole thing throughout.
Oh yeah,
there's tons of shows that have shite ends. Like, and even if it was shite,
and I'll tell you, there's no good way to do it, because if you did certain things, people will be like, oh bro, that's cheesy, and then you're like, okay, well then we do it this other way. Oh, that's fucking underwhelming. And you're like, first of all, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So shave your pits and get a fucking job, you tramp. You know what I mean? People are fucking...
Yeah, you literally can't please everybody.
Yeah, it was class. Do you know what I mean? I think if you were to sit down, I think people just think it's like, they don't look at it as like a fucking body of, you know, work or like,
yeah, they're going episode to episode.
How fucking epic the whole thing was. They were like, okay, fifth episode was amazing, sixth episode's gonna be even better. And you're like, not really, because if you look at the story as like, and then that there was one of the queens died, and everyone wanted to see her like fucking raped to death by a dragon or something, but she just kind of died.
She an evil who or something? Was she like an evil who or something?
Yeah, she was an evil bitch.
Right.
But she just kind of got trapped in her own little like castle, and it as it fell around, you know, like there's a fucking dragon burning the shit out of it, and the thing just collapsed on her. But yeah, you barely see that, so you don't really. People are like, "Oh, I want to see her fucking ripped apart by whatever," but you didn't get that satisfaction. But I think it's almost more, you know, all this big epic shit build up, and she just died quietly where no one's seen it.
Yeah,
that's an even more powerful way to like kill a fucking a queen or whatever. But then also. TV show,
yeah.
So I don't give a fuck. And then Jon Snow knifes your woman fucking Daenerys at the end there. Take that, you busted fucking bitch.
Daenerys,
aye. Have you seen Game of Thrones at all?
Nah,
bro. I've said it before. She is delicious.
Daenerys.
I don't even know how to spell it.
Danske Bank.
No. Is that how you spell it? Daenerys. Let me see.
Oh shit, is she friggin' leaked?
No, not even leaked. The first fucking episode is Foxville. In this. Oh, bro! Hey, with the pop ups.
Is this one of the many ones Dinklage gets laid into?
No. Dinklage is her fucking maid or something.
You have a woman's body now.
Oh, okay. Interesting opening line.
That's her brother, Ty.
Ah, yes, this show's really incestuous.
I mean, come on. I'm full-blown erection.
I love how it's such a great production, and then above it just says, this video was uploaded to www.xvideos.com.
You do that for me.
She is goddamn...
It began to
delicious. Do. But this is how you know she's like queen of the fucking dragons or something. If I'd be dragging my fucking nuts across that up.
Like a jacuzzi in the Legislander?
Yep. But she gets in this and it's boiling. She can't really feel heat because she's like king of the dragons or whatever. Bro, she is fucking...
It's too hot, my lady.
She's a wee treat, isn't she? It's too hot, my lady. She's like, not as hot as this puss. But anyway, that first episode is...
So I look at this gif of this get a huge dick in 2 weeks here.
Look at the micro dick.
Your guy drinks a Red Bull and then... shit, a fly just landed perfectly on my finger there. Fly whisperer.
Is having a micro dick... You want anything bar a micro dick.
Yeah.
You just want some bit of hang.
Yeah.
I can imagine it's been like a girl where you have like zero tits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's just ribs with a fucking nip on it.
Yeah.
The dude equivalent is this guy's little fanny with a...
What is it? It looks like a fucking Vullivant.
Bet you it doesn't taste like a Vullivant. Anyway, what's her name? Emilia Clarke.
If dicks did taste like Vullivants, I'd be gay.
Crispy wee mushrooms.
Stand by.
Oh my god, I feel sick now. I have an erection, which is weird. There's a couple of videos I want to play, and oh my god, I have to play this. This fella sent me a fucking, this is like, you know when you're like into something, it's basically a jiu-jitsu meme,
right.
but you'll get, you know, the humor is not lost. Let me just take that signal off there, let me see. And of course, hold on. This is like a jiu-jitsu meme, but like... The friend, how's your jiu-jitsu?
You sometimes lose, I have many difficulties.
So it's like, how's your jiu-jitsu going?
Sometimes win, sometimes lose, I have many difficulties. Many.
Πολλές.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Isn't that like fucking that? Isn't that like...
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, like, how... Well, you know, what's it like gigging? What's it like doing stand-up? Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
What's a hangover McDonald's like?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. Isn't that... That's perfect, like... That's what fucking, like, That should be like, you know, if you go to like a therapist and they're like, oh, my life's not good. You're like, well, sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. That's incredible, isn't it?
Sometimes win, sometimes loss. I have many
difficulties.
Many.
Πολλές.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
Fucking love that.
That's amazing.
I love when people are genuinely angry.
Yeah.
It makes, you remember that video of the guy? And he's like, where's me fucking soup? And he couldn't find the soup in the house. Have you seen that? Hey, you fucking bastard! He's like distraught that he can't find his fucking soup.
Or that one on like Scottish Twitter where the guy is helping like this blind guy walk down the street and he's like, your stick's not even touching the ground, man!
Stick's not even touching the ground, man! fuck's sake. They're making a vampire horror film about County Tyrone.
It's
called Boys from County Hell.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on a vampire film? Well, first of all, you're not in it, so what the fuck are you playing at?
Let me tell you something. The guy that directed this directed that movie on Netflix.
He couldn't direct his finger up his hole. He casting? With no casting, you fucking asshole. Fucking loser. Jesus.
It's a film on Netflix called Bad Day for the Cut.
Oh, same fella.
And it's about a culture that goes in a murder spree.
Why are you not in it? Why are you not in this fucking movie? Now, video of the year goes to this.
McBox.
Who's in there?
No!
Who is that?
It's a fucking something wrong with you. You're not fucking ripping. It's your fat cocky gay bastard.
Oh, you cheeky little brat.
What you did to my fucking bar.
Again, legit anger right there.
Most girls say that to me.
He hit him with all
Look
the...
Look what you did to my fucking box. You fucking bastard.
First of all, send the social worker in there because a child shouldn't be able to be filled with fucking that much, like, hatred.
Yeah, that's a lot of hate from Wayne, like...
And bad words. You fucking bastard.
Who's that?
You're teaching the kid homophobia early.
Children cursing makes me cringe.
It's not good. Like,
it's not a good look.
Who is that?
It's a fucking something wrong with you. You're not fucking ripping. It's your fat fucking gay bastard.
Oh, you cheeky little brat.
What you did to my fucking bar.
First of all, the kid's life is so shit that he wants to be in a box, which says a lot about the parenting.
Yeah.
Now, I thought that was going to be funny. I feel... sad. Bro. So we'll see you next week. Now we've got questions. Let's do some questions.
Although, to be fair, there is one video of a kid cursing that's funny as fuck. That Glasgow child. And he's doing like a knock knock joke. And he's like, knock knock. And the dad goes, who's there? And he goes, it's me, you daft cunt.
Oh, like the wee kid. He's like, you bite your dad's banger. Any more ideas for the Dead On Mafia tees? Love the designs, and any chance you could get the green balaclava ones back in stock? Zach, listen, bro, you can't praise everyone, and if Game of Thrones is something to learn about, you know, I can't talk, you can't please anyone. I don't know if I'll get the green ones back in. I thought they were a bit too on the nose, you know what I mean? Bit too fucking obvious. But we have a DeLorean design coming through. It's pretty swag. Yeah. I might take the white and pink one and change the colours up and get it in a different colour.
Yeah.
With a big face on the back, you know.
Great fitting t-shirts, though.
No, I don't go to many music gigs, partially due to being a musician. It's often hard to switch off and enjoy properly. Do you know of comedians that often avoid stand-up shows for the same reason? Well, I would say, what does it say here? I'd rather cry from laughing than sing a song for someone who I've paid to sing the song to me instead. Yeah. It's just... I think stand-up isn't really entertainment for me.
It depends on the comedian you're watching.
Like, I like it, and I will watch it, but I would never think of going there to enjoy myself. Obviously, if it's someone that you fucking really like and they're, like, super famous, or your mates. Like, sometimes it's a lot of fun to just watch your mates.
Yeah.
You know, like... Yeah, but as entertainment, it's weird because, like, I'd much rather watch music.
Yeah.
As entertainment.
Yeah.
Then go watch comedy. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's because you're doing comedy all the time. You're surrounded by funny people all the time. You know, you fill your quota of, like, laughing.
Yeah.
You know, if you work in an office all day and you're not allowed to fucking speak to anybody and you have to clock in and out of taking a shit, I'm sure it is a cathartic release to go and watch people make you laugh.
Yeah.
But there you go. Okay, good question. I'd love to know who the fuck told Westlife it was okay to play Queen songs for 20 minutes at their concert. I went to see Coldplay, don't know why, years ago, and in the Odyssey, and it was the same thing. They played fucking a whole section of Johnny Cash songs because he'd recently stiffed it, and I was like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah, it's strange.
You know, fucking Coldplay playing Ring of Fire.
I was going to go to one of those Westlife gigs.
Fucking suck my balls. By yourself, like a pervert?
No, just a couple of boys.
You had a couple of lads? A
couple of boys get steaming and go see Westlife.
Jesus Christ.
Them taking an MD and listening to World of Our Own.
This is your half Belfast accent exemplified. It's from Victoria Angelonis. What's a crack? I've been living in Belfast. I'm trying to move from Syria to Northern Ireland. Out of the frying pan into the fire, sir. Actually, it's more
almost like kind of normal.
Out of the fire.
Oh my days.
Out of the fire into the frying pan. That's the name of your new show. Write that down.
Because in Lebanon, like, I moved to Lebanon from Syria to Lebanon. So I learned a bit of French. Like, I forgot most of it now. So I came here and then, like, learned a bit. And I started learning then. Started coming to my friends, like, talking, trying my best to learn stuff. And then it worked. So that's how I got to this point. When they're stuck in something, they, like, or the teacher wants to tell them something, like, they're, like, an event coming up or something, they just call me from, like, my class. They say, like, can you explain that to him? Probably Spanish or Irish. Spanish, maybe, because it's a good language. Like, I would like to have three languages, better than two. Probably then Irish, maybe, because I might, like, stay in this country or something. Like, because I play Gaelic and hurling, so that might be good for me.
Yeah, so you can roar abuse at people in their Gaelic tongue.
I mean, I've went in there looking a laugh, and now I'm just like, he's a better outlook on life than any fucking asshole I know. Do you know what I mean?
Was that the audio of that lorry going past there picked up?
Yeah, these are good mics.
What the hell is that? Good mics?
I don't know what the fuck. Is that, what am I tagging that for? Nah, fucking fair play to him. I have nothing really to say about that. Someone's claiming I look like this guy. Very cool. Fat guy with a beard. Okay. I mean, it definitely is a sign of intelligence to, like, pick up exactly the way people talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't speak that language, you know, like, Frank is Dutch and he sounds like he's an East Belfast taxi driver.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel like going, just speak English in your accent, because you're going to end up sounding, oh, I might go down for a couple of pints. You know, you don't want to pick that accent up. It's gross.
But Frank's, he's so great, like. I love listening to
him. As soon as he just learned he's just like, fuck up!
Oh,
he just
shout
that everywhere.
But people do love fuck up. Like, I taught a few fucking Yanks that as well, and now they're saying, like, fuck up! But it just sounds so weird in,
like,
the accent,
no,
as well.
You fuck up. Let's get a couple of pints.
Fuck up, man.
Fuck up.
I can't listen to you. You're doing my head in.
Oh my god. Gross. There's a website called Blurt. Welcome to Blurt, increasing awareness and understanding of depression. What's depression? Well, I'll tell you what, a bit of Blurt will fucking help your depression. You hear, you feeling down? Get a bit of Blurt in your face. You'll fucking perk right up. I feel depressed and anxious. Well, I would like to prescribe you a fucking handful of Blurt.
I've actually done work for their partner company. It's called Chuck. Blurt and shug. Blurt, increasing awareness and understanding of depression.
Support Blurt. Find out more.
Oh my days.
Oh dear.
Support Blurt. Get that on a t-shirt immediately. Support Blurt.
Make our country blurt again.
Are we Blurt?
Cheeky wee Blurt. That could be a real account, is it?
Oh my god. Try it. Go find that website.
Blurt. No, I don't want to find Blurt.com.
So funny.
I don't want to do...
I mean, you've searched for way worse, like, but...
I don't want to wreck my search history. Oh, fuck, shit. Oh,
God.
When did you... Fuck's sake. How long have we done? 57 minutes. Right, we'll wrap this up in 5, and then I'll get washed, and then we'll go watch bands.
Arse. Get a wash.
When did you start going bald, and will you share some pictures of you with hair? I don't know if I can find any. When I start going bald? I don't know, it was just like... It probably wasn't... It was probably fairly thin. And then I was in that car crash and ripped all of my hair out. And then I shaved my head. And then I just didn't let it grow back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was about 19 then, so...
Very fortunate man to suit it.
Couldn't give a... I literally couldn't give a fuck about hair, to be honest.
If I was in a car crash and had to go bald, I'd be like, fuck, I wish I had. I've just been like... You know, I'd literally be walking about with a mushroom head trying to fucking fit in an actual life. Like, I wouldn't look right at all, like...
With a shaved head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be unfortunate. I might as well have a micro dick at that stage, like, if I've got a shaved head.
Micro dip dick?
There's no blurt for me.
1 minute in the microwave. You do some travelling. Where's your favourite place to visit in Ireland?
Galway's aren't a bit, you know.
Galway?
I like Galway, yeah.
There's a very specific place in Donegal that we go to fairly often, and you know, I like it. It's one of my favourites. I also like sort of anywhere on the north coast, you know, like, because my granny's living in Port Ballantrae, so anywhere up around there, anywhere around that area. So yeah, there you have it. If you didn't go down the comedy route, what would you like to be doing? Bro, I can do whatever the fuck I want. If I stopped doing stand-up, I could literally be a video fucking producer, editor, filmmaker,
mm-hmm.
graphic designer. Do you know what I mean? Start a business printing t-shirts. Do whatever I want, bro. Be a professional guitar player, bought a new guitar. Is that annoying as fuck? I was clicking my pen last week, like this, and some guy was like, can you stop doing that? So now the new thing is, I just keep hitting the desk with my chair. We'll never win. I need to be in a vacuum around this bitch. What would you like to be doing? I would probably do, like, video stuff, probably. What about you? Professional prostitute, man?
Yeah.
Blurt sniffer? Elliot, I'm sure you've been asked this loads before. What made you jump into stand-up? What age were you? What age did you first do stand-up?
17.
Fuck. I think I was like 23. But what made me jump into it? I don't know. I was just hanging about with Mickey and stuff, and they were doing it, so I just gave it a go. You know, left them in the dirt, see us all later. Try and catch me. Podcast question. On the likes of Mock the Week, they do unlikely things to hear. Do you comedians get a heads up on what's going to be a topic? Some of the items, like on TV, seem quite scripted or pre-prepared. No. Shit. They don't make a TV show with a budget and all these people working and go, let's wing this.
Yeah.
They should, but they don't. So yeah, they absolutely get given topics. You know, that's why you watch The Blame Game and they're like, who's to blame for fucking do-do-do? And then Delamere's like, well, fucking, and just hits them with a line straight away. It's all pre-prepared. Mr. Colin, not a question, but absolutely buzzing to hear these mainland gigs for Dead Space. Paddy, it's safe space. Also, order the Nazi Goreng. What? In the general merchants. All right, will do. Podcast question. What's the thing that annoys you most?
I don't know.
There's a lot of shit that annoys me, but like if someone makes...
It's all dumb wee shit.
Too many weird noises when they're eating, that's probably how I'll end up in jail.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh...
Not a fan of ASMR then, though.
Oh, no. That's absolutely my worst nightmare. Whatever the opposite of that is, that's what I like.
No, people starving.
Yeah, fuck me. That drives me nuts. And it's a weird thing. Like, sometimes it's like a rhythmic thing. Like, I don't think I eat in a rhythm. But some people, you can hear them. It's like...
Have I ever ate and you're like, I'm going to chop this cunt in the throat?
Every time.
Seriously?
No, I don't know. Oh, maybe, but like... I'll do it. It could be mooring. It could be fucking... Even if I am about to eat something that I know is like crunchy or weird, I'll want the TV on because I can't sit and listen to it myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Although some people go mad.
In fact, I would nearly rather something was like crispy and crunchy than someone just eating regular sloppy shit. I don't know. It's a weird thing to explain. Anyway. Have you tried Six by Nico's yet? Went there for the taster menu. It was banging. Now, I've seen the ads for it with a load of parkour and shit.
What's that? What's that?
Parkour?
No, the thingy stuff.
Oh, it's a restaurant.
Oh, okay. And they're advertising it with parkour?
I don't know. It's all this fucking, like,
innovative
Belfast videos and all, but you're like, I didn't know this was for food. You know, until you get to the end of it, you're like, oh, all right. As a fan of Thai food, have you... This is all food related, because you know we're fat as fuck. Have you ever tried Bangkok on Adelaide Street yet? Would highly recommend it. If not, I have. I've been in there and it's okay. It's just Bow Tree's by far the best. Like,
Bow Tree is unreal.
So that Bangkok thing, it's like you're going in and, you know, there's a bigger plate and it's laid out a bit more fancy. So the price is twice as much, but it's still not as good. Like, unfortunately. What's the craziest thing you've seen while in an airport or on a plane? Don't know, we did a domestic flight within Vietnam. I didn't see anything weird in particular. It was just like, it's just like not being on a plane. Like if you flew from here to London, you would not see the same shit as you see on like a fucking Ho Chi Minh to fucking Da Nang flight or something. It's just people with bags of plants and fucking herbs and like carrying like open bowls of soup onto the plane. It's fucking mad. You're like, what's going on here?
Open bowls of soup.
Like literally they've ordered soup and they're carrying a bowl of soup onto the plane during takeoff and all. Just it nuts, like just fucking just shit. You know, like carrying a fucking a cooler.
Yeah.
Like a fucking cooler that you take on a picnic full of beer onto the plane. Like, what? I just don't know what's going on here.
I don't really see any match in the airport, just standard hair hand party shit and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, Colin, I love this question, how sincere it is. Might actually leave it to the end. Did you see all the memes of Theresa May resigning? I love the way people don't even say, like, oh, did you hear about that? Or did you see the news? It's like, did you see the memes?
Yeah.
Dodgiest shit you've seen in Belfast? Oh, fuck, I don't know. What the fuck is this? Cyclists, bro? Have you ever been to Ballycastle? Yes, I have. Also, my eyes twitching like fuck. Who do you blame for there being no culty strip clubs, Colin? Ooh. Who do DUP for everything?
Yeah, for sure.
What are your thoughts on the new Anthony Jeselnik special?
I haven't seen it.
Me neither, but I just don't like where there's a very distinct style.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, you know it's going to be really offensive. Yeah.
Something, and then abortion. Yeah. You know, it's like, whatever. What do you think of the work Marty and Reedy are doing at Newground Jiu-Jitsu? I think it's great. And I think it's always a positive move when someone goes out on their own and they do something. You know, here's the thing. You got to do it for yourself. You know what I mean? You got to do everything for yourself. Own your own shit. What's the best song on Igor? It's a question for you.
Oh, fuck. I like New Magic Wand or What's Good. What's Good's a fucking hefty tune.
This guy's question was literally, what's the best song on Igor and why is it What's Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're my two favorite ones too. Because I thumbed it. Saw McCann in Galway. Very, very funny show. Okay. Who's this? Anne-Marie's something. You don't need to tell me that.
Keep sending reviews, guys.
So we were... How did the rest of the tour... How did the rest of the tour go, Aaron?
It was grand. You were at the Limelight Show.
I'll answer it. She's asking me.
There you go.
How did the rest of Aaron's tour go? It went great. Okay.
With one last show left in Larne.
Lucky bastard. So you're off the booze at the moment, but would you not be enjoying your nights out? Should you not be enjoying your nights out before the baby comes? I don't know. Who's to say what I should be doing and what I shouldn't be doing? If I wanted a drink, I'd be drinking.
Yeah.
Also, I've had nights out. Don't worry about it. Like, also, my job is nights out.
Yeah, that's true.
Mustaches, will they ever make a comeback? Sure, they're back. Everyone has a fucking mustache. Were they just a Troubles trend, part of the Good Friday Agreement?
Troubles trend. There's a hashtag.
Let me see.
I wouldn't mind growing a mustache, you know, but I just wouldn't suit it.
Yeah, I don't
know. I've got that, what do you call that, Jane, where it's like, if I had another one, I'd be ginger. I'd have a ginger beard.
That's Down syndrome you're talking about, I think.
God forgive you.
I know. Okay, favourite comedy TV series of all time?
Probably Always Sunny.
Always Sunny, okay. I didn't know you watched that. Yeah, I would say it's either that or like fucking...
Do you know what's hilarious?
The Curb's fucking, pretty lethal, like.
I watched Always Sunny, didn't like it at all, gave it another chance and was like, this is one of the best things that's ever come out, ever. It's class.
Oh, it's incredible. And it doesn't really dip in quality ever. Yeah. Each series gets better. I'll ask you this one last question and then we'll play this. Alright, Colin, what would your... I love how fucking like just... You know, what's your favourite colour? Alright, Colin, what would your ideal fantasy three-way be? If you could pick anyone dead or alive, I'd rather they were alive, to be honest with you. What two corpses would you want to stuff my dick in? Keep up the good work, mate. Up the Lurgan Hoods. Hey bro, while I have you, what sort of dead people do you want to fuck?
There was three like major switch ups and like
tone and pace.
Yeah,
there. Yeah. All right, Colin, would your ideal fantasy three way be if you could pick one, dead or alive? Keep up the good work, mate. Up a fucking Lurgan Hoods.
Love that.
All over the shop. That
shout very out. Very polite. But
shout
also,
out to Calvin.
Yeah, I like that.
Ideal three way. I don't know. I don't know.
I couldn't be arsed with three way.
I'd rather just, bang two separate people.
Like in two different rooms or something?
Aye.
Yeah. That's my, there you go, there's my fantasy fuckfest. An abandoned house somewhere, and there's a woman in the kitchen, and then one in the good room. And they're like, oh, Jesus Christ, watch that there. Jesus Christ.
If you're having a three-way, it's like, just get any remotely good-looking two girls and fucking see you later.
Yeah,
they don't need to be famous. Like that would be pressure.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know.
Although sometimes I scroll past a picture of Selena Gomez and I'm like, here's what the three way would be: me, you, and a bucket of lube.
Yeah, when you say three way, does it have to be a person, or can it just be like, you know, a selection of snacks or something? I would say me, Ariana Grande, and a box of Fox's Biscuits would be terrific.
I can't get into the Ariana Grande thing, but sure.
I thought you were about to say Fox's Biscuits. I was about to have you fucking skate.
Fucking lose my number if you don't like a Viennese. One of them Fox's Viennese jobs. They're fucking, they're ridiculous. Yeah. Or that's a circular.
Now we're talking.
What's a circular Fox one? The gingery one? And it's like, you're like, I'm eating all of these.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, don't give me one. I'm eating all of these.
They're the best, like, granny-esque type vibe biscuits that you can get, like.
Oh, my God.
If your granny's whipping out them, it's like Versace biscuits, like.
Versace.
She's balling out, like.
Balling out of control.
Mess me with the roses, like. I wouldn't thank you for a ton of roses.
All right. Noted. Roses are class, by the way.
Ah, no.
No.
Blasphemy.
No.
Oh, why?
Have you heard this?
No, I have not. If the junction's empty, give her plenty. If there's no one coming, give her a shoe. It's just another...
We definitely covered this last week. I don't care what the line is. Drunken Zembly, give her plenty. Whatever. Why does it sound like... Why is it always that tepid and shit?
Yeah, but even... Let's talk about the video. You know... How shit is this?
Saw 7 wonders of 2 out of 10 for stage presence. But I trade all that I've witnessed. You spend just one night with my girl. It's a type of music where like you don't need any singing ability. If you can do the impression of like, if the junction's empty, give her, you know, if you can just,
I feel like I could do it.
If you can just put that voice on.
Yeah.
Any cunt can do it.
Like, I feel like I could do it.
I'm dancing.
I could be the first SoundCloud Irish country singer.
If the junction's empty, give her plenty. Also, so hack to just pick. You know, like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're right, though. You're totally right.
Like, you should write a country song called That's Us Now.
Yeah.
That's Us Now.
What if we make, like, you know, like, people making, like, rap songs as a piss take, and then it gets, like, you know, number one? What if we wrote, like, an Irish country song, and it just fucking stormed the charts?
I mean, it's easy done, like. You can do it, no sweat. What's that,
Jeremy? Oh, here we go. And prompt you.
I don't know, what sort of fucking notes is he playing? Oh, wait. Wait.
Off the Bally Shore, dinner at the Culmore.
I feel sick, man. and by the way, that was in no way in June.
If you're not eating Fox, I'll not eat your box.
If it's not a V&E's, exit please. Coming home.
Oh, why? Also, you can't give a plant in one of those fucking trucks.
My friends, they all call me fooling. Driving 2 weeks on the trot.
Meanwhile, near 500,000 views there, so...
I'm driving home for. Top chin, pal. Nice to see your scammy man as well.
Up from me, keep it country. Love that phrase. Keep it country. I've not forgot. Someone said that to me the other week, talking about stand-up.
This guy looks nervous to be singing his own song. Don't they? Good to see your scammy.
Someone just goes, forget shoe, give her one of them. Come and give her shoe.
Drummer wants to kill himself there.
They all look really fucking sad.
They're not natural on camera, I'll give them that.
Any chance.
Song's called Any Chance. Any chance you could see your pants. I love like that girl's very pretty, but it's like I love when they're like they get their hands on the hottest girl they know.
Yeah.
And it's Ireland and she's still a six. I mean, don't get me wrong, she's odd, like, but...
Also, definitely doesn't listen to any of this music. Phone lights up,
no.
Triple words.
Who'll be getting that video? You know Deborah?
Yeah, there's a doll works in the butcher's there.
She looks like she's from Spain, but she's not.
Would you mind? Would you mind at all? Would you mind? Would you mind? Note, we will sing, we will go travel. I love traveling, we will go.
I love travel.
We will go travel. I love traveling. We will go for dinner. I fucking love spuds.
We will go.
Looks like the worst Apple ad of all time.
I just love the description to it. Just straight away just goes, hey, James!
find out what you mean. Is it true? Do I mean that much to you? Will you hurt me? Will you touch me? When you find her, let me know. Will you hurt me? Will you tell me? I can't seem to let you go. And I was just a wonder.
I can't make fun of it. All of them have more hits.
That's what I mean.
On a video, I get ever muster, like.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Nate, your dad's a country music DJ.
Yeah.
Name me a good country song and I'll play it right now.
Someone's going to fucking, like, probably take this and, like, send him or something.
You get home and you take a slipper off. Don't you be fucking bad-mouthing the genre. Oh, my.
Did I not tell you about what he done over the week? I was chatting to a man. I was like, fuck, dad's hair is, like, wild stringy in it. It's wild fucking, like, stringy old hair. And he sat down beside me the next day. Like, he just goes, heard you were slobbering. This is why you got this guitar.
Just the fucking...
We're gonna break into the Irish country scene.
Just for a piss take, like?
Me and you at the Ryandale. Sold out.
Just fuck it. I mean, you see it over and over again. Big, ugly, stupid looking cunt with land and machinery.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl beyond the hotness of regular fucking...
That's all you need.
What he can achieve.
That's all you need.
So your dad, you were slobbering about his hair?
Yeah.
And what age is your dad? 80?
Oh, I don't know.
And he's still, you know, and you're slagging his hair? At least he has some. I have no hair.
But he sat down the next day and he just goes...
just deflecting straight away. What about Gareth? Giving him jip too. Cunt looks like a thumb. Name me one... Right, we got to get out of here. Name me one good song.
I can't... Like, I can't name you a good song. I can't name you a good song in that, like, that I've heard. You would have to have broke in with a couple of tunes and then listen to a song.
Is this a country song? Because I like this song. But it wouldn't be from... There wouldn't be, like, a well-known country band.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you meant strictly Irish country.
What's that?
I don't know. It's too, like, I don't know.
Good?
It's actually decent. It's not, like, rockier than your standard fucking, like... But it's, like, look up a Brad Paisley song, for example. The guy that was playing the guitar.
Is it all fucking, like, I had to shoot my dog. No, that's wank.
Bucked off.
Remember, this is an Irish one.
Brad Paisley asked his fans sending breakup videos.
Because right now we've been growing up.
See, this guy does quite well. Like, getting the young involved.
It's just a bar stool, but it's all I can do to just hang on. George Strait's on the jukebox in the corner, singing about cowboys riding away. But this ain't my first rodeo. Someone's gonna...
I mean, having seen him in that Game of Thrones thing and knowing how good he is at guitar, that seems like a shame for him to be playing that shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Be like, you know, like you're fucking lethal at something. And then you're like, oh yeah, but I like to do this bullshit over here.
Yeah.
Like, hold on a second. This is class. This is from, like, Kimmel or something. He's like, this is a guy from Creedence. And he's like, I see how long it takes these people, or how many notes it takes for them to go crazy.
Are you guys having fun?
He had a few tequilas out back.
You guys, hey guys, having fun? Huh? Fucking...
Sometimes good, sometimes shit.
Sometimes you good, sometimes shit.
Enjoy the concert!
We hear this. It's pretty cool, actually. Lucky to be employed, that guy. Okay, reloading.
Should we keep going? I guess...
Yeah, squirt, squirt, squirt.
They love it.
This is actually pretty cool. For like,
well, let's keep going then. Like Guillermo said.
You fucking deck tease, brat. This, watch this.
Again, watch. Let's see how many notes it takes before we go crazy. Go.
Just has them in the palm of his hand, sir.
Let's see how many notes takes these lad to go crazy. Let me hear the audible slap of these panties hitting the floor. Let's go slapping about. Sometimes good, sometimes it's shit.
In the case of country music, oh, most times it's a shit. Most times complete shit. Right, I have to get a shower in fucking 3 minutes and go.
Oh, fuck.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Thanks to Aaron for being on the podcast. Let me pat my head for you. Weird. Have you any shows you want to plug?
7 June, Lorne, last show of the tour.
If you want to see this man in Lorne, 7th of June. I have loads of shit coming up. I'll be in Derry. Or wait a minute, what have I got? We've got Lavery's on the 5th. Yeah, Lavery's is on the 5th. We've got a massive lineup for that. Steve Bennett's headlining. And then on the 6th, I'm in Derry. Running through some shit.
Nice.
We're going to be in Derry at the Brickworks, aka Masons, upstairs. So it's a very small crowd. So if you're from Derry, keep that in mind. We'll be doing a bigger show later in the year, but at this point, I'm just going to run through some material, see what the crack is. And then is there other gigs? I can't remember. Anyway, just follow me on Instagram. We'll fucking, I'll tell you all about it. See you later, guys.
God bless.
And sometimes it's a shit.